Radio for Kids!
Hi, welcome back to Radio for Kids. I am Callie, your Radio for Kids host. Last time on Radio for Kids, we learned that good citizens are honest. This time, we will learn how good citizens are welcoming to each other. Another way to say this is to say that good citizens show hospitality. Do you know that the Bible tells about showing hospitality? The Bell family are discussing this now. Let's listen to what they say.
We are the Bell family.
I'm Mom.
I'm Rosa.
I'm Nora.
I'm Grace.
I'm Miles.
I'm Benji.
I'm Dad.
During the last broadcast, my family talked about the importance of honesty. Have you ever thought about how important it is to be welcoming, too? At the Bell House, a new welcome mat started a conversation. Listen in and see what you can learn.
Mom, did you make the welcome mat that's on the front step?
No, I bought it at the farmer's market. Do you like it?
I love the color. Sage green is my favorite.
I hope it reminds us all to be welcoming and helps make our guests feel welcome when they come over.
It's just in time for my pre-confo discussion on how to welcome and include people. Maybe I should take it to the church and have everyone wipe their shoes on it.
That would be kind of dumb.
Relax, I was just joking.
Hey, let me grab my Sunday school binder. We talked about hospitality a few Sundays ago and learned that hospitable people are friendly people. We read Genesis 18, 1 through 8. I'll read it to you. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre, while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat, so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered. "Do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seeds of vinous flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant, who hurried to prepare it. He then brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree.
The Bible does contain examples of hospitality that show us how important it is. We could read about humble tents and fancy banquets that were full of welcome and generosity.
It's neat how Abraham responded when he saw the visitors.
It shows that he was ready and excited to welcome and serve and offer the best of what he had.
It seems that now we live in a world that sometimes feels disconnected. Everyone has gotten so busy with their own lives, work, travel, screens, and other entertainment, we sometimes forget to stop and look around and welcome others.
I just Googled to find a scripture that talks about welcoming others. Let's play a Bible game. Grab a Bible, look up Romans chapter 15, verse 7.
Found it. It says, "Accept one another, then just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God."
Okay, now Matthew chapter 25, verse 35.
"Ready. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in."
Look for 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 9.
Got it. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling.
Next one, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2.
"Do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people have shown hospitality to angels without knowing it."
Luke chapter 10, verse 27.
He answered, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. Love your neighbors as yourself."
Matthew chapter 10, verse 40 through 42.
Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me.
It sure makes a person think, doesn't it? Obviously, being welcoming is part of being a good neighbor and a good citizen, but it is so much more. When we welcome everyone, including strangers, we have a chance to show the love that Jesus has shown us. Maybe others will want to know this love and peace and have their sins forgiven too.
Yep. And it can start with something as simple as going up to someone and saying, "Hi, my name is," or "Come sit over here."
Or you could share your cookies with a classmate.
Or ask them to join the children's choir at church or come to camp or services.
Mom, the welcome mat was the best idea ever. I hope it reminds us every time we walk over to be welcoming.
It sounds like my family is going to try to be welcoming, but if they're really going to show this welcome to everyone, they will also need patience. We will learn about that in the next broadcast.
We just heard Song of Zion 207, My Heart is Longing for Christian Love, from the LLC album From the heart to heart, their love abides. Before that, the Bell family discussed how good citizens show hospitality by doing things like sharing and inviting other people to join them. Mom explained why it's important to be welcoming when she said, when we welcome everyone, including strangers, we have a chance to show the love that Jesus has shown us. Maybe others will want to know this love and peace and have their sins forgiven too. What does it look like and sound like to be welcoming? In our next story, Molly and Sally make a new friend. Molly and Sally were playing on the playground. They saw a new classmate, Mary. Let's listen to what Molly and Sally do to make Mary feel welcome. This story is from the December 2018, January 2019 Shepherd's Voice. Nora reads the story for us.
Hey Molly, let's go play on the monkey bars, Sally shouts as she and the other students pour out of the school doors for recess. Okay, Molly replies as the two girls run to the playground. Molly and Sally have been best friends since they were little. They go to the same church and are both in the third grade Sunday school class and go to the same school. They see each other often. The girls reach the shiny red set of monkey bars. How many bars can you skip? Sally asked. One, two. I can skip two, Molly exclaims as her arms stretch between the bars. Sally tries two. They're having so much fun that at first they don't notice their new classmate standing by herself. Her name is Mary. Sally lets go of the bars and drops to the ground. Molly, let's go say hi to Mary. The girls walk over. Hi, Mary. I'm Sally, and this is Molly. Mary looks at the girls shyly and half hides behind a tree. We're wondering if you want to come play with us on the monkey bars. Mary smiles and slowly comes from behind the tree. I can skip three, she says softly. Wow, come show us, the girls exclaim. They all laugh and take off running to the monkey bars. Thank you for asking me to play with you, Mary says. I don't really have friends here yet. Of course, it's fun to make new friends. We'll be your friends now, they reply. Dear young ones, this is an example of why it's nice to include everyone and to greet new people. You never know who will become your friend. Including others is a way to show love to all, as Jesus teaches.
We just heard Nora read Molly and Sally Make a New Friend by Avery Rintamaki from the December 2018, January 2019 Shepherd Voice. In this story, Molly and Sally made their new classmate Mary feel welcome when they introduced themselves to her and invited her to play with them. It's not always easy to welcome others. Maybe we just want to play with the friends we already have instead of meeting someone new. Or maybe we are having so much fun playing we don't even notice that someone else doesn't have a friend. In our next story, Room for One More, friends Laura, Lillian, and Susie aren't so welcoming to the new girl at lunch, but they have another chance when the girl comes to visit later. This story is from the February-March 2025 Shepherd's Voice. Let's listen to Susanna read it now.
Room for One More, written by Ruth DeLacy. Lillian, Laura, and their cousin Susie race to the swings, their floral dresses billowing behind them on this unseasonably warm day. Last one there is a rotten egg, Laura calls out. The blue sky, light breeze, and warm sunshine make it a perfect day for the six-year-olds to play outside. Lillian's feet slow as she notices a girl sitting alone on a bench. Her hands are tucked under her legs and her feet swim like pendulums. She looks familiar. I know I saw her when we went to church in Montana last summer. Laura calls back, hurry up, Lillian. Church is starting soon. Lillian gives the lone girl a quick smile and then chases after her twin sister and her friend. It's nice having Easter services, Lillian thinks. We've been to Susie Friday night, Saturday night, and all day Sunday. At the end of the afternoon service, the girls stand with the congregation. Their hearts expand with, to our blessed Creator. As the last notes fade, Lillian and Laura worm their way out of the bench to find Susie. Heading to the playground, the threesome passes the girl from Montana. She's leaning against the church wall, drawing circles in the dirt with her shiny pink shoe. As they walk closer, Laura notices the girl's curly dark hair is held up by a pink bow. It matches the flowers on her dress and her pink shoes. Laura whispers loudly, "Look at her bow! I wouldn't wear that!" Susie and Lillian turn to look. The girl lifts her head and makes eye contact with Lillian, then turns and walks away. In horror, Lillian knows she heard what Laura said. They watch, faces reddening. "Lillian, Laura, it's time to go," Mom calls from the van. "Guess what? Susie's family is coming over, and a new family that just moved here. That's them from Montana." Mom waves to the woman in the front seat of a van parked beside them. Lillian's mouth feels dry and her stomach tightens. As the neighboring van rolls away, she hears a sad voice through the open van window. "I don't want to go to their house. Those girls are mean." Lillian looks down at her hand. She can feel her mother's eyes on her. Mom had heard it too. "Lillian, Laura," Mom encourages. "What happened?" Laura shrugs. Silence. Even baby Julia seems to be holding her breath. "Girls." Mom's voice is stern as she turns in the driver's seat to see the back seat. The girls turn away. Their blonde hair is messy, parts crooked. "Is it you girls that Mary thinks are mean?" "Well, I kind of recognized her, but Laura and Susie wanted me to go swing with them. And then after church, we made fun of their bow in her hair. I know she heard." "Oh, now what?" Mom asked. Silence again. I should have told Laura that wasn't a very nice thing to say. We also should have invited her to join us even if we didn't know her. The funny thing is, Susie has a hair bow just like it." They drive home without talking. Mom parks in the driveway as she holds the twins back to stand by the van as Susie's van rolls to a stop near them. Susie approaches slowly and notices the expressions on their faces. "The girl we saw at church is coming to visit today too. Her name is Mary. They just moved here." All three girls look at their feet in the gravel. "We weren't very nice to her at church. We saw her and didn't even ask her what her name is or asked her to come play with us," Lillian mumbles. Another van pulls into the driveway. A small group watches the family pile out and head towards the house, except Mary, who stands planted near the open van door. "What do you girls need to do?" Mom says this as a statement, not as a question. The three girls cross the driveway slowly and close together. Mary shrinks. The girls look at Mary, and Mary looks back at them. Laura's voice squeaks. "I'm sorry I wasn't very nice to you today." "Me too," Lillian and Susie chime. Laura continues. "I know you heard me say that I didn't like your bow, but I really have been asking my mom to buy me one ever since Susie got one for her birthday. Can you forgive me?" The twins and Susie say almost in unison. "In Jesus' name and blood, sins are forgiven." Mary's voice is barely heard. "Can you forgive me too? I didn't want to come here." "Sins forgiven," the three voices murmur. They share a tentative smile. "I'm Lillian. This is Susie, and she is my twin sister, Lara." Lillian points to each girl in turn. "I'm Mary." "Let's go swing." Lillian links arms with Mary. There is always room for one more.
We just heard Song of Zion 459. O Jesus, Lift Us Little Ones, from the LLC album, Children Sing of Their Friend Too. Before that, we heard Susanna read Room for One More, from the February-March 2025 Shepherd's Voice. In this story, the girls realize they haven't been welcoming to Mary on the church playground. They didn't include her, and they said unkind words about her clothes. When Mary came over with her family, the girls had a chance to try again. They took care of matters with each other and were able to include Mary in their play. Like the girls in the story, if we realize we have been unkind, we can also take care of this offense with the gospel. Now it's time to hear from our Radio for Kids reporter, Anya. Let's listen as she interviews kids Elin and Amory about their family.
Hi, I'm Anya, and today I will be interviewing my guests Elin and Amory. Tell us about your family. Who is in your family?
Mom, Dad, Elin, Amory, Wells, Brad.
What do you like to do with your family?
I love going camping and going to the States.
What do you love about your family?
I love my family because we all play together.
Okay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We just heard Song of Zion 4:54. O God, a little child, thou never forsakest. From the LLC album, Shield Me Forever. Before that, our Radio for Kids reporter Anya interviewed Elin and Amory about their family. We hope you had fun learning about hospitality with us on Radio for Kids. Next time, we will learn about patience. See you soon.
Radio for Kids. Radio.